Well, for anyone who feels like they don't have enough time in the day, tomorrow is going to be different. That's because a leap second will be added to the world's clocks to account for the fact that the planet is spinning slightly slower every year. Now, the last time a leap second was added was back in 2012, and it caused problems with everything from airline check-in systems to web servers. Will Ockenden reports.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, time will stand still. It'll only be for a single second, but for the computers and precision timekeeping devices which run the world's most important clocks, it's a huge deal.
There's going to be a leap second where an extra second is introduced into the day to keep astronomical time in step with atomic time.
Dr. Michael Wojers is the head of time and frequency at the National Measurement Institute.
It's added at the end of June the 30th UTC. So in Australia, that's at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of July.
John Leaney from the University of Technology Sydney says the problem occurs because of the way that computers interpret time.
The second in a computer was always considered inviolate. The computer clock only went forward 1 second or a millisecond at a time. And this was fundamental to the operation of the computer and the way programmers thought about it. So that's why we've got a problem.
Back in the 1960s, time went atomic. That is, humans decided to keep time via the vibration of cesium atoms rather than relying on the spinning of the Earth. Because the atomic way of keeping time is highly accurate, and the Earth's rotation is not so, because it's actually slowing down, the two methods fall out of sync. So, every now and then, a second is added. It's happened 25 times before. But this time round, it's caused concern, because the leap second will be added during the trading day, and the time that orders come into the stock exchange matters. The ASX's Chief Information Officer is Tim Thurman, who's been working on this problem for months.
What we're going to do is, you know, drift our time over 12 minutes. To minimize the impact.
There are, generally speaking, three main ways this leap second problem will be solved. Though perhaps it's best for the Time Lord himself, Doctor Who, to explain the concept.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
The timey-wimey problem can be solved by simply stopping the clocks for 1 second. Or you could wait for the leap second to pass and then, as Doctor Who does, go back in time. That is, wind the clock back 1 second. The third way is known as the smear approach, where tiny increments of time, we're talking milliseconds, are added over a longer period, such as a day. That means when it comes to crunch time, the computers have already caught up. The smear approach is what the ASX is doing, along with internet companies like Google. Dr. Michael Wojters again.
The leap second causes problems because you're trying to fit it into in between times.
In 2012, a leap second addition caused big problems for several internet companies, and also in the Qantas reservation system Amadeus, which caused delays. Qantas says it's confident the problem won't happen this time round, as does Amadeus. The ABC too has been working on the problem to make sure time-sensitive broadcast switches happen when they're supposed to, and to make sure there's the correct number of pips at the top of the clock. But in the end, there can only be so much planning and testing. The real test happens live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, so ultimately, only time will tell.
Will Ockenden reporting.